Okay, that's okay. Okay, so we'll go straight on to verse 12 now.
好，我们现在直接去看《创世纪》9章12节。
This is Genesis 9:12, and God said, "This is the token or the sign of the covenant which I will give between me and you and every living creature with you for everlasting generations." He's talking about the rainbow now.
Right，好，然后呢？神说呢，他把彩虹放在云彩中，然后这就可以作为神与我们这地，就是我们地球所立约的记号。然后这个记号呢，是在这里各样的活物都会为各样活物所立的永恒的约定。
Yeah. Now you have the word token here in the English, and really can mean a sign or a symbol.
这边有个英文字叫 the token 哈，就是记号。
And then we have the word give, which in the Hebrew is the word natan. And so natan is a word of grace. Like when God is, he's just giving something. Again, it's like in grace, we don't deserve this sign, but he gives us this beautiful sign in the sky.
而这个记号呢，是神给我们的一个恩典，也就是说，我们什么也没做。他给了我们的一个恩典，所以他这边是一个恩典的记号。然后这个将会就是常常红彩虹出现，就在再次显现神跟我们立的约所定的记号。
And you have to note that that sign or the symbol of the rainbow is given between God and Noah and every living creature with you. And then it says for everlasting generations. And everlasting means forever. So for the people that ultimately would have eternal life, this rainbow will still be a symbol.
而这样子的一个约定的记号呢，它不只是给了诺亚，也给了所有的活物，就地球上的活物，以及呢永生未来的一代一代的所有的活物和我们人类。
And I would imagine, as far as an everlasting generation, as believers, we have eternal life and we can see the rainbow and we can remember God's promises. But it's also possible God is saying that even in heaven, in eternity, there'll be rainbow symbols. You know, we'll be able to wander around and occasionally God will show us a symbol of a rainbow, just as a reminder of our past life on earth.
而这样子的一个永恒的约定呢，神他给我们的这个彩虹呢，他不只是在告诉我们说，在我们现在的这个世界，甚至我们后来最终会有一个永恒生命的时候，啊，或者是我们将来在天堂，我们都会看到这个彩虹，因为这个约定是永恒的一个约定。的记号，所以这个记号就是彩虹的记号，我们将来在天堂也看得见。
Now, from all my studies of reading scripture, I've never read anything which relates to having weather in heaven.
Tim 说他看过，怎么样看这个圣经都好像没有特别，有写到在天堂的气候，天气是怎么样的。
So we don't see in the heaven it's talking about having sunny days or rainy days or having snow or clouds or anything like that.
我们从来没有看到圣经里面提到说，哎，天堂的这个天气哈，是下雨天、阴天、太阳天，或者是冬天、冷天、热天都没有看过有这样的描述。
And even the sun. See, our weather is dictated actually by the sun and then the rotation of the earth going around and around, and also as a big orbit around the solar system. That's what dictates our weather now, is basically the sun and the earth's movement.
而我们现在的天气呢，其实是因为太阳跟地球与太阳之间的这个运转的关系啊，就是我们的这个太阳系的整个运行的状况，造成我们的气候的改变，啊，天气的变化。
Yeah, but in heaven, of course, there's no need to have this earth. There will be an earth for the new heavens. But does that mean there'll be weather? Because even the sun, we don't know the role of the sun in eternity. Because all of the light in the universe will come from Jesus Christ himself.
而到了天堂以后呢，这个整个太阳系的运作可能就不复存在了哈。那个太阳可能也不需要了，因为所有的光在天堂的光 都是来自于我们的上帝。
So again, we don't know what the weather is going to be like, but we do know the environment will be perfect.
所以呢，我们不会知道天堂的没有任何描述说天堂的气候怎么样，但是我们知道那在那里一切都是完美的。
But the thing about a rainbow is to have rainbows now, you need weather. You know, you need rain and you need sun, and that's what gives us the rainbow.
而彩虹的出现呢，是因为湿气、水气以及太阳光好造成的折射而出现的彩虹。
Yeah, we actually studied about rainbows last year when I was back in Taiwan, and we're looking at how, you know, light is reflected through the raindrops, and then that acts like a prism. And then with the prism, then we can see all the different colors of light.
我们在去年的课程里面有提到，就是说彩虹的出现其实是因为水滴在空中的水滴啊，太阳经过了水滴之后造成的折射而形成的，所以这些水滴就好像灵镜的效果来创造出了这个七彩的颜色。
Yeah, and one of the conclusions that we come to is that the word of God acts like the reflection of God's light to us, just as a raindrop will reflect the light and then we can see the full colors of the spectrum.
而我们在上一次去年的课程里面讲到这一段的时候，主要是在告诉我们神的话语就好像灵镜一样，它可以让这个事实透过神的话语而显现出它真实的本色。
But it says here in verse 13, so we go down to here, it says, I set my rainbow in the cloud, and it shall be a token of a covenant between me and the earth.
所以创世纪，回到创世纪九章十三节，神说，我把彩虹放在云彩之中，这就可作为我与这地立约的记号。
And verse 9:13, it's going to be Haaretz, which means the land, and often that can just mean all of the people of the world. So it means the world. He's not really going to be making promises with the world, but with the people of the world, of course.
好，这边呢，听刚确认了哈，就说这边所说的神与这地立约的记号的这地呢，它其实指的不只是这地球这个硬体，还包括这个地球上面所有所居住的人，居住的活物，这一起这个世界，它是跟这世界立约。
The interesting thing that we see about this, and this is something that the Colonel has brought out through his studies, is he says that when the flood happened, there was a huge change in the environment.
这个在这个上校牧师他的书里面哈，刚刚提到的那本书里面，他有提到，就是说，当这个洪水淹灭，就诺亚时代的洪水淹灭世界的时候呢，整个地球的环境是有很大的改变。
Now we'll go to Genesis 7:11. That's right, it's an easy verse to remember. Genesis 7:11, and this talks to us about how the flood actually happened on the earth.
我们可以回去看一下创世纪七章十一节，说这个整个洪水是怎么样发生的。
It's very dramatic.
是非常戏剧性的。
Okay, so it says, in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, so very organized in the dates as well, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up and the windows of heaven were opened.
这一天呢是诺亚600岁的那一年。那在2月17号那一天，就是神他也非常认真小心谨慎的选了一个日子。然后呢深水的泉源全部都破裂了，诸天的水闸也起开了，也敞开了。所以是一个非常非常戏剧性的一个状态。
And what we have to imagine is that the world at that time, before the flood here, you have this huge amount of water actually under the ground, in what we would call underground reservoirs or underground basins.
所以他基本上他就讲的是呢，其实我们整个地底下有非常非常多的水啊，所以他是连那个地底下水都全部都让它涌上。
And then up in the heavens above, it was a very thick blanket of cloud. And it was like the atmosphere at that time Now, the clouds are possibly so thick that it was overcast all the time, that there was occasionally maybe there was sunshine coming through. But up in the skies, it held a huge amount of water, so much, we say, precipitation or so much moisture in the sky.
而在天上呢，其实也是充满了水汽，哈，所以我们常常看到很厚的云层啊什么的，这些都是水。
And so when you go back to this verse here, you see that this ground is opening up and the skies, the windows of heaven, were opened. So, and this just allows all this water to come up from under the ground and then the skies just fell open and the water came down.
所以呢，这边就在描述呢，在当下呢，这个发生洪水是因为所有地上的地底下的水全部都涌出，而这个天上的水呢，就好像那个天空的窗户打开了一样，让那些天上的水也全部都下下来。
And the verses previous to the flood, there was no rain upon the earth. You don't hear anything about rain happening.
听他说，其实有他还要再确认一下。不过呢，在这之前，就是诺亚的这个洪水发生之前，是其实没有看到圣经有描述有任何下雨的状态。
And there was some kind of precipitation, some kind of moisture in the air to keep the plants alive. But people would do their farming, their irrigation next close to rivers. And you would have all the water upon the earth was probably coming from under the ground rather than rain.
所以呢，在那个时代，就是洪水之前的那个时代是不下雨的。那也就是说呢，生物之所以可以生长，它可能是比如说靠近河流哈，它可能是引这个吸取地底下的水，空气中的这个湿度很高，它本身的有湿气有水气啊，让一些这个动植物都能够有水的状况，是但是并不是靠雨水，是靠这个湿气跟地下水。
So you have this environment around the earth where there's very little moisture in the air, except, you know, very high above with the clouds, and then you have very little sunlight coming through.
而且当那个时代很可能这个整个的云层都是很高的，因为它不下雨，云层很高，所以这偶尔很厚很厚的云层破开来才有阳光进得来。
So in other words, there'd never been a rainbow. When God made this rainbow for Noah, it was the first ever rainbow.
所以呢，在那个时候，就是在诺亚洪水退去之前，整个地球可能是从来没看过这个彩虹的。所以是神在跟诺亚订约的时候，才跟诺亚说他要创造这个彩虹来确立作为跟人立约的记号。
Because with the events that we see just now in Genesis 7:11, it's a huge change happening. You know, now there's all of the waters come out of the sky and all the waters from under the ground. That has a huge effect on the environment.
所以呢，当这个创世纪七章十一节所描述的这个地下的水地裂开水出来，还有天上的这个窗户打开水下来的那个水是非常非常大量，是从没见过的。
For 40 days and for 40 nights, you have water pouring out of the heavens and coming up from the ground.
然后呢，这个期间呢，就是地裂开，然后天上窗户打开，总共有40天，都有大量的水下来跟涌上来。
Yeah. Now, another consequence that we see of this huge change in the environment is that the ages of the people on the earth, they, right after the flood, they decreased very quickly.
而且呢，同时这个世界的改变呢，在这个洪水前，人类的生命显然是比较长的，然后洪水后，人类的生命就变短很多。
See, Noah was the 10th generation after Adam.
诺亚呢，是亚当后的第十代的人。
And Noah lived to 950 years old.
而诺亚呢，活到了950岁。
And all the people before him, we see in the table of nations, we talk about these ages, where they're all living 800, 900 years was quite normal.
而在诺亚前的他的这个每一个祖先几乎都是八九百岁，七八九百岁的非常非常长寿。
And then you look at the ages of the descendants of Noah for the first 10 generations. And it goes down from Noah. And then you have, of course, his three sons, Shem and Japheth and Ham. And then you have their descendants and down to Abraham. Over 10 generations, you see the average age goes from 900 down to 200.
从诺亚之后的这个时代，就是到亚伯拉罕有时代，他们的活的年岁呢，就突然就减到只剩下大概200岁以内。
Abraham's father, that was Terah, I think he lived to about 215.
那个亚伯拉罕的父亲活到了215岁。
And then Abraham died at 185, if I remember correctly.
然后亚伯拉罕是活到185岁。
And then his son Isaac died about 160, if I remember correctly.
那以撒就是到好像是150还是160岁左右。
Yeah, and so you see this continuous drop in the ages, and then it gets down to even Joseph, I think, was about 130. So every generation, they're dropping off about 30 years.
然后到约瑟的时候好像只活到130岁，所以几乎每一代都少活30岁。
And then, very shortly after that, everybody's living normal lives. So you'd be lucky to get to 100. If you're very healthy, you might make 100. And that's what sort of we have today.
而我们这个年代呢，大概非常非常健康的人才能够活到100岁。
So something happened with the flood regarding the atmosphere that we live in, and probably to do with the enzymes and the bacteria and the viruses upon the earth.
而就很明显的就是这个洪水呢，造成了整个环境很大的改变，可能这些所谓这个世界上的酵素也变了。所以造成呢，这个人类的生命没有办法那么长。
Yeah, and one other important thing that helps us to realize the change in environment was that for the first time somebody got drunk. And see, Noah was probably just drinking grape juice, and then he actually got drunk from it. And so the grape juice had fermented, and then now so he's actually drinking alcohol. And this is the first time we hear people getting drunk.
而诺亚的在圣经里面有提到诺亚他。之前都是在喝葡萄汁嘛，但是好像他那一次有一次就喝已经发酵过的葡萄汁，然后喝的他就醉了。
He didn't intend to get drunk. That was an accident, and he was probably quite surprised. You know, what's happening to me?
而他根本没有想到自己喝了会喝醉啊，所以这个事情对他来讲是非常意外的。
But then he probably liked it and thought, well, this actually feels quite good. So he kept drinking and he just got more and more drunk and maybe became an alcoholic.
然后但是很显然他喝了以后觉得可能还不错，所以也许他越喝越多，说不定他后来还变成了一个酒鬼。
Yeah, after all he'd been through, I wouldn't be surprised, actually.
经过他所经历的那些事情的话，他如果变成酒鬼，我们也不会太惊讶。
Anyway, that's all we have time for, so we'll close off now.
好，我们今天的课程就只能讲到这里，我们现在来做我们的结束祷告。
Okay, Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the lesson that you give to us today.
感谢天父给我们今天的课程。
We give thanks that through these things we can have a greater hope, greater faith, and more energy from you, from your word, to live the spiritual life.
而经由今天的学习，我们得到了更多的盼望，更多的信心，还有更多的力量，就是我们将会有更好的属灵生命，可以让我们可以成长。
Yeah, we give thanks for the power that we have to understand our situation.
而且我们从你的教导里，我们得到那个能力去了解这个环境。
And to have the resources to have victory over the tests and the temptations that occur.
而也让我们每天呢，能够理解我们要如何的去面对这些各种不同的诱惑啊，还有一些危难时期，我们都知道我们是有能力去面对的。
So give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
我们感谢神的教导，因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Man.